It's 522.
Republican senators who've criticized UN Ambassador Susan Rice over her explanation of the deadly attack in Benghazi, Libya, are not backing down. This after a private meeting today with Rice. In fact, they say they're even more troubled now by the comments she made after the attack, in which she said it was the result of a protest, not a terrorist strike. Today she told lawmakers her initial explanation was wrong, and it was based on incorrect talking points provided by the intelligence community.
Joining us, Marty Cady, congressional editor for Politico. Marty, what did the senators not particularly like today? They're all riled up still.
Well, you know, we don't know exactly what they said behind closed doors, but she must not have given them a very satisfactory answer. We thought that this was going to be the trip where Susan Rice goes up on a little charm offensive to talk to some of the key Republican voices on foreign policy. Remember, these are the same folks who, if she does get nominated to replace Hillary Clinton eventually for Secretary of State, she's going to need a few Republican voices and votes. And, you know, you want John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Kelly Ayotte in your corner because they're some of the top folks on armed services. And they came out mad. We don't know what she said, but, boy, the meeting went pretty badly up there.
From the people you're talking to, how much of this is truly concerned about what she had to say about the attacks after the Benghazi the Benghazi attacks and pure politics? I mean, Susan Rice could become the next Secretary of State nominee. And if Republicans are beating up on her now, she has a tough time up there when she goes up for hearings.
Yeah, I mean, there's sort of two levels here. First, everyone who deals with national security, especially people who get intelligence briefings on Capitol Hill, like John McCain and Lindsey Graham, they know that there is the public version of what you say, what your U.N. ambassador might say in terms of one of these attacks, like the Benghazi one. And then there's the classified stuff that you actually know. What we hear, you know, publicly from politicians and what they know behind the scenes from the CIA and our intelligence community are often two very different things. I don't think that that's really the core of this, that she put out some talking points and some spin in the early days after that, when they actually knew that it was something else. She was just following orders, talking points the intelligence community wrote for her. The problem is that Rice is a controversial figure. She's known for being confrontational. You know, senators like to have potential nominees come up and be charming for them.
Is there any sign from the White House, Marty, that the president is having any second thoughts about potentially nominating her at this point?
Not at all. And look, we're a few steps ahead of ourselves. Nothing is official that Hillary Clinton is leaving anytime soon. But, you know, the expectation is that it will be sometime early next year. That's what everyone's hearing. And if you remember Obama's press conference a couple weeks ago, right after the election, he got behind her pretty strongly. She's very close to Obama. He likes her. She's got a tough style, though. And getting through these Senate confirmation hearings, should it come to that, that's going to be some serious theater. But usually presidents get to nominate who they want, but not this time it could be rough if it's Susan Rice.
Then how much is this about President Obama himself after winning re-election?
Yeah, I mean, Obama feels like he's got some political capital here. He's drawn some hard lines on the fiscal cliff talks, and he wants his person, who he chooses, to be Secretary of State. And he might just take this fight. You know, this fight over Susan Rice, if she becomes the nominee for Secretary of State, it's a fight that Obama wants, you know? He wants the Republicans to look like they're obstructing his choice. But one of my coworkers told me that the Secretary of State has never been blocked. The nominee has never been blocked by the Senate. So, you know, that might be something that they want to see play out on the floor, because the Obama folks believe will make Republicans look like they're obstructing the person that the president has chosen to be the top diplomat to the world.
All right, Marty Cady, congressional editor for Politico.